Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists that had success after they left the Motown record label. We'll start off with the Four Tops, then Mary Wells, Eddie Kendricks, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Originals, Diana Ross, Boyz II Men, and the Commodores, all coming up the next half hour. And we kick it off with the Four Tops on the Dunhill record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, right here on Motown.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made
another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Must have had a hunch. So you came up to me
Tom Fallon.
Mummy from Eddie Kendricks, that was Boogie Down, reaching number 2 in the Ice Cage Billboard charts in 1974. Before that, Mary Wells, You Beat Me to the Punch, number 9 from 1962. And we started this half hour with the Four Tops on the Dunhill record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, reaching number 4 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that became successful after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 4 artists, the 5th one coming up, Gladstone and the Pips, and a song called I Got to Use My Imagination. Well, this song was released from the hit album called Imagination, and it was their debut album for the Buddha record label. The song was a success on the soul and pop charts, as it spent a week at number 1 on the Hot Soul Singles chart in early 1974, and peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, becoming one of their highest charting songs. The song eventually sold over 1 million copies. Well, here are Gladstone and the Pips, I Got to Use My Imagination, right here on Motown Memories.
Situation.
Bad situation.
baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby.
Baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for truth about it. Girl, I just couldn't live without you, and that's why I'm confessing my love to you.
Originals and Baby I'm For Real that reached number 14 in the United States pop charts of 1969, and we started with Glass Night and the Pips on the Buddha record label. I've Got to Use My Imagination peaking at number 4 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had success after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far we've heard from 5 artists. The 6th this hour coming up is Diana Ross, and a great song originally recorded in 1956 by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Well, Why Do Fools was co-written by Frankie Lyman in 1956, and at that time in 1956 it reached number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts. Well, Diana Ross released a cover version on the RCA record label in 1981, and it peaked at number 7 on the US Billboard chart and number 4 on the UK singles chart, earning her a British Phonographic Industry Silver Disc Award for sales in excess of 250,000 copies. It also reached number 1 in Belgium and the Netherlands, and it climbed to top 10 in Ireland, New Zealand, and Switzerland, as well as making the top 20 in Austria, Canada, and Germany. Well, here is Diana Ross, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, right here on Motown.
Motown? Email Tom at MotownMemories at yahoo.com.
Pretend as you walk out the door. discover you.
Commodores with Oh No, they reached number 4 in the United States pop charts in 1981. Before that, Boys to Men in the Still of the Night I Remember, number 3 from 1992. And we started with Diana Ross, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, on the RCA record label, peaking at number 7 from 1981. This hour, we featured 6 Motown artists that had success after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.